Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 16 days before Election Day, candidates are continuing their laser focus on the seven battleground states, among them Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
This is a blue wall here, and it's going to be close. We got a good ground game. There's a lot of energy.
Evers was on ABC. In a speech in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump spoke about the late golfing great Arnold Palmer's genitalia, about how other athletes reacted to seeing him in the shower. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu's reaction?
I don't like the profanity. I don't like personal attacks. I don't like any of that stuff. I'm a results-driven guy when it comes to public service. But nothing new and nothing that's going to move the dial when it comes to this election right now.
He was on ABC. Trump will make three stops in Pennsylvania today. Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Georgia today and later will be in Philadelphia. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says an Israeli strike on a residential area of northern Gaza has killed at least 87 people and injured more than 40. More from the BBC's Wire Davies.
Israel says the latest strike was a precision strike against what it called a terrorist target in Beit Lahia. Some unconfirmed images from the scene, though, talk about a residential building having been virtually destroyed and more than 70 people killed.
American investigators are trying to learn who leaked top-secret documents that purport to analyze Israel's plans to attack Iran. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke about the leak on CNN.
The leak is very concerning. There's some serious allegations being made there. Investigation underway, and I'll get a briefing on that in a couple of hours. There's a classified level briefing and then other, but we're following it closely.
At least seven people have died after a ferry gangway on Sapelo Island, Georgia, collapsed. Of the 40 on the gangway, half went into the water. Many members of the community converged on the scene to help. Gerald J. Thomas is a pastor at Elm Grove Church.
They came together quickly, and they began to send the necessary things that was needed in order to make the people stay while they were going through this tragic time more bearable.
Officials say the collapse of the three-year-old gangway was a clear structural failure. Dozens of fans of the music group One Direction gathered in Paris today to remember star Liam Payne, among them Robert Wamus.
It's just really sad, and I think a lot of people feel like that's a part of their childhood.
Payne was 31 when he died last week in Buenos Aires, Argentina, after falling off a hotel room balcony. Horror movies top the domestic box office charts this weekend. Studio estimates show Smile 2 took first place with a better-than-expected $23 million. All the way in fourth place was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice in its seventh weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and gusty southwest winds today up around 25 miles per hour, or highs reaching the mid-70s. Mostly clear near 50 in the overnight. It stays a bit on the breezy side. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the middle 70s.
It's 75 at our studios.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. blast from the past, and that is Lawrence Welk and the orchestra performing the My Three Sons theme song. Do you remember that show, My Three Sons? Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd throw that in there today, just to mix things up. Thought it'd be pretty good to do. We're going to do a little bit more of that today. Right now, I have more of your favorite music on the way here with Chad Sibilski and the boys. And they're going to perform for us the 12 Angels Polka.
Thank you.
Stachinsky and the Boys. Yes, that is You Are the One Polka. And before that, we had a tune from the Jolly Polka Masters. I just picked that record up from a thrift shop. Never opened. Unbelievable, huh? And the gentleman from Stevens Point who really recorded the album, the Jolly Polka Masters, and it was the Chimney Sweep Polka that we heard on the old concertina. I am Tim Hall with the Polka Guy. I didn't say anything about that earlier, and this is the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm glad you guys tuned in today. Lots of good tunes on the way. We'll play another one right now from the Jolly Polka Masters, and it is entitled The Skip Polka.
Thank you.
I Never Knew Polka, Bob Dozak and the band. So with that, we're going to take a little station break right now here at the Polka Place. And we'll be back with more of your favorite tunes right here on WFHR, AM 1320, 97.5 FM, right here in beautiful downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, Tim, the polka guy keeping you company. And I just was at the thrift store the other day at Marshfield and looking around at records. And here I come across this Musical Stars on TV. And this was recorded in Chicago, Illinois. It was a live television show. It was the Polka Party All-State, brought to you by the All-State Lumber Company. And there's a picture of the boys on the cover. And Marion Lush is playing along with these guys and singing. And Dino Records has produced this thing here. And I don't have a date on it. It doesn't tell me when this was. But it had to be early 60s, I would say, just looking at it. So anyway, let's spin one here from them. And the Red Beer. The Red Beer Polka. And I think Myron Lesh is the one doing the vocals on this.
Thank you.
The Red Beer Polka. Let's play one more as long as it's spinning here. And the Polonia Polka. Yeah, the Polonia Polka. Now we're going to do a little, some type of a hop, like a polka hop. And it's the Little Sir Echo. The Little Sir Echo Hop. We'll try that once here, guys. Sounds like a waltz to me.
jak zajedziemy, to się popijemy. A jak zajedziemy, to się popijemy. Jedziemy, jedziemy do miasta Chicago. Tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Ale ludzie znali, to nam pokazali. Ale ludzie znali, to nam pokazali. Śpiewają, tańcują, nogami tukają. Po jednym, po drugim, go załeczkę piją. Po jednym, po drugim, go załeczkę piją.
Here We Come Polka is the name of that tune, and that again was from the Musical Stars Orchestra featuring Marion Lesh on the vocal. We'll get to that again in another program. Thanks everybody for tuning in here to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Let's turn our attention now to Louis Bichel and his orchestra. We haven't done an EIEIO here lately. And this is his famous Dance Around the Floor with Me. It's Neil Zunker's Music Connection and the Busy Fingers Polka. Neil Zunker and the Music Connection, like that, huh? The Busy Fingers Polka. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party with Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. Yeah, good times, right? And don't forget, we're going to air this again on Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Tell a friend if they didn't get a chance to tune in this morning, and you can catch it again on Sunday afternoon. So have yourself a great day today. I feel so sorry for all the people in Florida and North Carolina that lost their livelihood, actually, the whole spiel. Holy moly. Well, let's continue here with some more music after these messages. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks Republicans will sweep the November elections.
There's an energy out there right now. I'm convinced that we are going to win the White House, the Senate, and the House. And we're going to have a very aggressive agenda to get the economy going again, to help everyone.
He spoke on CNN 16 days before Election Day. Elections officials say they're ready for the voters. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson on CBS's Face the Nation.
Yes, without hesitation. I mean, that's my job. That's our job as professional election administrators, to make sure it's easy to vote, hard to cheat, and that we all stand by the will of the people, whatever that may be.
Seven people died when a ferry gangway collapsed on Sampalo Island, Georgia. Chris Hodge is with the State Department of Natural Resources, which operates the ferry.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that have went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and gusty southwest winds today up around 25 miles per hour, our highs reaching the mid-70s. Mostly clear near 50 in the overnight. It stays a bit on the breezy side. Monday mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s.
It's 78 at our studios.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our polka party now continues with some Oktoberfest music. Yeah, that's right. And something from the Hofbräuhaus album.
Daneben.
Lach doch und ärgere dich nie.
Lass doch die Sorgen, denk nicht an morgen.
Sing nur die Melodie. Der Mann mit dem Kuss ist da, Hohlwinkel, Winkel, der Mann. nach Haus, bläst auf der Wind schräg von vorn. Wir stoßen kräftig ins Horn, ist auch der Beutel mal leer. Wir nehmen das Leben nicht schwer.
WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, once again, our time has gone by so quickly here at the Polka Party. I have an album that I had picked up also from the thrift store, Stosh and His Orchestra. And we're going to play one called There's a Tavern in the Town. Yeah, and they're going to perform this here for us today.
We'll be right back.
girl sets me down and drinks her wine as happy as can be and never ever thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the party grieve thee. Remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. And on my grave, just carve a turtle dove and tell the world I died of love. Sets me down and drinks her wine as happy as can be and never ever thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the party grieve thee. Remember that the best of friends must part. Well, adieu, kind friends, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. And on my grave, just carve a turtle dove and tell the world I died of love.
Stosh and his orchestra, and there's a tavern in the town. Well, let's do one more here before we close our program out. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's the Jolly Coppersmith Polka coming up next. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. So have yourself a great week if you can. And remember, keep dancing. It's healthy.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in